Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Tikten for Talmud. Kerisus Yud Beis, Kerisus 12a, pagination is 23. We'll start on the second line at the two dots, which is referencing a quote from the Mishnah on the facing page. So let's do that first. In the Mishnah, on the facing page, five lines into the Mishnah, Shnayim omrim ochal. If two people say that a person ate a forbidden food, that would be zidono kares, shegigaso chatos. We want to know if he has to bring a carbon chatos for doing this by mistake. For hu omer lo ochalti. And the person, even after he hears all the evidence and the testimony and everything, he says, I didn't eat it. That's not what happened. He denies what the two witnesses are saying. Rabbi Meir Machayev. Rabbi Meir says he's obligated. Rabbi Meir explains his position. If two people have the power to contradict the person who's in denial and obligate him in capital punishment for whatever misdeed they would claim in a different case that he did, lo yivuyuhu lidei karban akal. Can't they enforce that he has to bring a carbon, which is far less of an imposition? We always believe two witnesses. Two people are believed. So why wouldn't you accept their word over his? And he has to bring an atonement carbon. Amrulo, the Chachamim responded, we disagree. Ma'im yirtza loma mezira yisi pater. If he would want to, he could tell them, I ate it, and I ate it purposely, and therefore I don't have to spend the money to bring a carbon. So since he could say that, we should believe him. And he's going to be potter, absolved of the carbon, even though these two witnesses are saying that he's obligated. Now, we mentioned yesterday that there is a bit of a challenge here in that this sounds like a migu, a classic migu, where a person claims one thing that cannot be proven or believed, but he says, if I were lying, I could say something much better and you would believe me, and therefore believe me even on this other thing which I can't totally prove. And we said, if it's a migu, it's a very odd application of migu, because, number one, we don't normally say migu b'makom edim. We don't normally say a migu, if I was lying. They're edim that say that this didn't happen. How can we accept all your arguments that it did happen? We don't normally say something against edim. And number two, it's a very odd migu, because they're saying that he did it by mistake. By mistake, everyone makes mistakes. Do you really think that he would want to say, no, I did it on purpose? I mean, that could ruin his chances of getting Maftir Yonah. You want to say you did it by mistake, you want to say you didn't do it, but to say that you did it purposely, most people would not say that. Why would you say that? And therefore, this migu certainly needs some consideration. Let's look at today's Gemara. Second line, Amar Rab Meir Kavachomer. Rab Meir said, of course you should believe the witnesses. And the Chachamim argue and say, no, we believe him, that he did not do it. Iboy Lehu on the third line. The following question was posed in the Beis Medrash. My time at Rabbonon, what is the real reason for the Rabbonon that the person is believed about his own behavior? Says the Gemara, Mishum de Odom ne'eman al atzma yoser mimeyo ish. Because a person is believed on himself more than 100 people, more than 100 witnesses. A person is believed on himself. Now, this expression does exist in another application in financial matters, And in that case, it's being used in a way that does not seem to apply over here. A person is allowed to say testimony about himself, testimony, so to speak, an admission that he owes money. Hodoas baldin kimeya edim domi. Admission is considered the equivalent of 100 witnesses. Person can admit to owing money. But in other cases, what is the rule? Is an individual trusted or not? We have Eid Echad Ne'eman B'Isurim. An individual person is typically trusted on laws of kosher, laws of nida. Ne'eman B'Isurim, person is generally trusted. On the other hand, a person cannot say testimony about himself, for example, that he committed a sin, which is going to be punishable in Beis Din. Ei meisim atzmo rasha. You can't turn yourself into a rasha. You're certainly not believed in financial matters against someone else. You can't say, you owe me $100 and the proof is, well, I say so. An individual is, he's neman only al atzmo, on himself. He's not going to be neman on somebody else. What exactly is the nemanos over here when a person says, no, I didn't eat the food you claim I ate? What's compelling us to believe him? He's simply denying witnesses. They say he sinned, he says he didn't. So Rashi explains on the top line a phenomenal new concept. Adam ne'eman al atzmo, Rashi says, b'devarim sheyesh bahem kapara. Regarding an atonement that's being offered to him, it's unfathomable. It doesn't make any sense to us. How could it be that a person wouldn't accept the offer of atonement once it was raised, once he's cornered with his sin and he's told, bring a korban? It's unfathomable that he would lie and say, oh, I don't have to, this is your opening, bring the atonement. We have in the beginning of Shari Tshuva that Hashem offers the opportunity of tshuva, and there's one guy who doesn't take it up on it. Kishe Yom, what a sad thing. We can't imagine such a thing. And that's the expression, Adam ne'eman al atzmo yoser mimeya edim. The Chachamim say, if he's denying having done it, so what are you going to do? You're going to force him to bring an atonement korban? He says he doesn't need it. And it's unfathomable that he wouldn't be telling the truth. Odilma, or maybe there's a different explanation for the words of the Rabbanon. Mishum de'amrinon, migu de'iboy omar mezid o'yisi pater. Since, had he said, I was on purpose, he would be absolved. Ki omar nami lo achalti mehem enu potter. Even if he says, I didn't eat, he's believed, and he's potter. So Tosfos, as we mentioned, has questions on this migu. What does this migu mean? Number one, it's against Edom. Number two, it's not a very attractive migu, because he has to say he did it on purpose. So Tosfos explains that this is not really a migu of believe me as if I said, but rather we consider it as if he did say mezid hayisi. And when he said lo achalti, I didn't eat, it really meant I didn't eat in a way that would obligate me in a korban. And so he's not denying the words of the Edom. He's agreeing, I ate, but I ate bemezid, and therefore I'm not obligated in a korban. And if you'll ask, like we did, he would never want to say, I did it bemezid. That's very unattractive. Tosfos says, yeah, but right now he comes out looking good because he did the sin. That's sad. They're saying he did it by mistake and he should bring a carbon. And if he cooperated on something that does not warrant a carbon because he did it on purpose, not by mistake, and you don't bring a carbon on purpose, averus, so then he would be bringing chulin ba'azara, non-sacred in the azara. There's no reason for this carbon. And therefore he comes out looking good when he says, I'd love to bring a carbon. I wish it was that simple. But the truth is, I was amazed. He comes out smelling so good as a Baal Tshuva Gemura. He's such a genuine Baal Tshuva. He doesn't want to bring a carbon in the Beis HaMikdash that's unwarranted. And therefore, this claim is actually the claim that's accepted, that's of choice. In the words of the Rambam, Shigagos, Perek Gimel, Halacha Aleph, Kisha'oma lohem lo achalti velo asisi. When he says, I didn't eat, I didn't do what you say I did. Nase ke'omer, it's actually as if he said, lo achalti b'shgaga ele b'zadon shu'upato min ha'karban. I ate on purpose. It's as if he said it. Not that he could have said it the way we normally understand the word migu. I could have said it, so believe me what I do say. No, we understand the words that he said, I didn't do what you claim I did, to mean I did it on purpose. And therefore, with that understanding of his words, we actually do not have him claiming something against Edim, and that's why the Chachamim say he's believed and he's absolved of the carbon. Yashe Koach, thank you for joining.